It's Wednesday, August 16th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. U.S. small business market grows in Q2 2023. Business acquisitions are up 8% and sale prices down 14%. The precedent-setting case over AI-powered hiring discrimination and workplace culture, not professional issues, are the main reason professional women leave jobs, per a new study. This is the Business of Tech. Let's talk about small business owners and company values. Despite higher interest rates and inflation, the small business market in the U.S. saw steady growth in Q2 2023, with business acquisitions up 8% quarter on quarter. However, higher financing costs have pressured business values, with median sale prices down 14% to $300,000 from the previous quarter and median asking prices down 8%. The report also highlights interesting trends across different sectors and regions, with restaurants making a comeback and retail businesses declining. Retail businesses have shown declining numbers in Q2, with transactions down 12.3%, sale prices down 22%, revenue down 24%, and cash flow down 9.4% compared to the previous year. This is all from BizBuySell's Insight Report, which also shows that seller financing is becoming more popular among buyers and lenders, with 70% of buyers intending to ask for it. In comparison, only 22% of sellers plan to offer it, indicating some room for negotiation and education on its benefits. The increasing number of individuals embracing entrepreneurship is also noted in the report. In 2023, the top small business industries include retail at 18%, food and restaurant at 12%, health, beauty, and fitness services at 10%, and construction and contracting at 8%. These industries tend to be more profitable for small business owners. Some industries offering lower earnings for small business owners than the average. These industries include educational services at negative 70%, administrative support, waste management, and remediation services at negative 51%, and arts, entertainment, and recreation at negative 44%. How about owner pay? Per Glassdoor data, the average salary of a business owner in the U.S. is around $149,000 per year, and per payscale.com, small business owners earn an average of $69,441 annually. That's quite a range. Why do we care? I've always loved the small business sector's chaos, and a periodic check of those disparate trajectories is really valuable. Retail is a tough business, profitable yet facing challenges. One of my recommendations continues to be deeper in a particular industry. That's because the value a technology company delivers should be linked to the top-line revenue of their customers, and the most effective way to do that involves a deep understanding of a customer's line of business, and thus their industry. With some scale, you can consider practice areas in multiple industries, like how a law practice has different specialties. This data above is useful for both expansion and for those considering specializing. Finally, it's helpful to know, for planning purposes, which industries you're in now that may be shifting. China-based tutoring company iTutor Group settled a lawsuit with the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, or EEOC, for $365,000 after the EEOC claimed that the company used AI-powered hiring software to discriminate against older job applicants. The settlement, which a federal judge must approve, is the first lawsuit by the EEOC involving a company's use of AI to make employment decisions. The EEOC has warned that it will focus enforcement efforts on companies that misuse AI, as many worker advocates and policymakers are concerned about the potential for existing biases to be baked into AI software, even unintentionally. Why do we care? As the first case involving AI, it set a precedent. With all my interest in AI, part of the opportunity is navigating the effective use of the technology. Part of that is not getting into trouble with the law. So here's your first precedent. A study has found that workplace culture, rather than personal issues such as caring responsibilities or menopause, is the main reason professional women leave their jobs. The report by gender balance specialists Encompass Equity polled 3,916 female professionals and found that the top factors influencing women to stay or leave an organization relate to workplace culture, day-to-day work, support from line managers, organizational culture, prospects for career progression, and the amount of work. A large majority at 85% said that the day-to-day work itself had a huge or significant impact on their decision whether to stay or leave their employer. A slightly smaller proportion at 82% said the support they got from their line manager had this impact, followed by the prospects for career progression at 70% and organizational culture 65%. Almost a third of women at 31% claim to be overworking by at least 10 hours a week. More than a third of women at 38% were likely to leave their employers over the next 2 years, a proportion that rose to 49% among Black women. Meanwhile, research from gender equity initiative The Next 100 Years Project found that only 45% of female legal professionals feel that measures being taken by their employers are effective in removing barriers to their progress. Why do we care? Often, conversations about staffing start with hiring, but hiring is only a portion of dealing with staff. You have to retain them too. This broad market data shows that retention is done by solving those core problems in an industry still struggling with diversity. The parallels to the legal industry continue today, and that's insightful too. I'll continue to echo Peter Kujawa with Service Leadership's premise from our interview a couple of weeks ago. Managers and leaders are college coaches, guiding from recruiting, play, and planning for a departure too. Just make sure you're not losing them due to culture. Ditch your VPN. VPNs are awful. Outdated, clunky, hard to use, and create security vulnerabilities. TwinGate's Zero Trust Network Access is easy to deploy and even easier to use and manage, while always making resources secure and invisible. With native integrations with MDMs, EDRs, and DNS filters, TwinGate enhances your security with the full power of your cybersecurity stack. TwinGate melts into the background, providing intuitive access and lightning-fast connections with the lowest latency. You'll forget you're using a remote access solution at all. Want to learn more? Check out the white paper on why you should ditch your VPN at twingate.com/podcast. Thanks for listening. Today, National Work From Home Wellness Day. That's entirely appropriate based on the stories of the day. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.